안녕하세요.
Hurry up. No, I'm not wearing it. It's too loud. Oh, it's too loud. Okay, what up, guys? We're back.
We back.
New year, new us. Because it's new year, we're promised to drop a podcast every other day. We have... let's see how this goes. So, day one going great. We're like a week late, but it's okay.
So there's 52 weeks in a year.
We're going to drop what every...
7 days per week. So
every
7
other
times
day.
52.
Every other day. Seven. Wait, seven? You're bringing out the calculator? Okay, ready? Seven.
52 times.
No, 7 divided by 2. 3.5 times 52. 182 episodes.
We can do that.
We're good. We're 1 week late, so like 175 episodes. 176 episodes.
No, we have to make it up anyway.
Oh, yeah, we'll make it up, guys. So this week, every day, is a new podcast. No problem, right?
Really far away.
So...
Oh, much better.
Okay. So, because it's a new year, we thought we would reflect on 2019 and all of the trash that happened in 2018, ooh, but also all the good stuff that happened like 2018. Trash number one, Fantasy was robbed of Saga the Year. This wasn't even in our notes. I just remembered this.
Wait, what was Song of the Year?
Fantasy was robbed Song of the Year.
What was Song of the Year?
Boy with Love. I think Boy with Love.
That's fair.
No, it's not. Shut the fuck up.
Why are you lying?
Fancy. Everybody and their mothers was singing Fancy.
Only
BTS fans were singing Boy With Love. Twice fans were singing Fancy, but everybody else was also singing Fancy.
Well,
that's the difference. And this is the same shit as last year. Oh, see, I'm getting to my tangent.
I disagree with you.
Icon Love Scenario should have been Song of the Year, but what was it? Fake Love?
You don't even know what it is.
Idol? I don't know. It was a BTS song. Idol?
I'm sorry, no one's on BTS's level.
What song did they release in
2018? Oh my god.
Don't search it. Don't search it.
Oh my god.
It was either Idol or Fake Love. It was either Idol or Fake Love, one of those two. And that one. But everybody and their mother agreed that should have been
It was G-Friend Fingertip.
Hi. Everybody, it should have been Icon Love Scenario, but whatever.
Really? Because I never even saw you streaming it, but okay.
I don't stream.
Okay. Oh, okay, fake fan.
I don't stream.
You heard it here, folks.
Heard it here, folks.
What?
Yeah, I don't stream. I don't see the point of it.
Speaking of streaming.
I don't even wake up early anymore for music videos. Even if the music video is for Twice, I don't wake up early anymore.
You never wake up early anyway.
I used to.
No.
I used to, and I don't do it anymore.
The depression finally hit?
Because it was just so ugly. I was like, why don't I wake up at 4 a.m. just to watch a music video, then go back to bed? Now I wake up peacefully, and they dropped! And then I pick up my phone and I watch it. It's way better.
And then it's a flop.
And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll feel better about the song.
Let's dance the night away.
Let's dance the night away.
Anyways, speaking of streaming...
It's the year 2020, and we're going to reflect on 2019, all the things that happened, and also stuff that we want to happen in 2020.
I turn it down.
No.
I turn it down.
I don't trust you.
Hurry up.
And we're going to reflect that I really can't talk with these things in.
Really? It's so easy.
Because I don't like hearing my... Yeah, you know...
But what's happening is we have our, like, wireless headpieces in, and Sis is having a hard time adjusting.
Just, when I hear myself talk, I can't do it. I really can't do it.
It's so much easier because I speak really loud. I speak really fast, and these force me to slow down and actually pronounce things.
When I'm talking, I hear myself talk, so I'm focusing on who's that person that's talking.
That's how artists record songs. You can never sing them.
Okay. Damn, there goes my career. You're right. I was just about to audition for SM Global Auditions.
With that skin tone? Ooh.
Who knows? Maybe they might do a NCT Nigeria.
So you're Nigerian. Write that down, folks.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah.
But no, can we finally talk about... I keep trying to switch it to streaming, and you keep switching away from that.
We're going to talk about streaming?
Okay, streaming about... Okay, so we...
First opinion thing?
So we have an... So we're called Unpopular Facts. We're so creative. But we're going to do an Unpopular Opinion segment, right? And one of the first things we were going to talk about is how Sawyer sent... You can take it away.
You just stopped mid-sentence. What do you mean you can take it away?
I messed up my words, but also it was your idea. I really wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
So our first order of business for our unpopular opinions.
Oh, yeah. Twitter stands. Y'all gotta go. Get a life. So basically, Wolf and I have been seeing on Twitter just a lot of negativity within the K-pop community, but also a lot of funny stuff, which is cool. But we've noticed that there's just a bit of like seriousness. People have been taking stuff too seriously on Twitter. Yeah, they've been taking stuff too seriously on Twitter, and it's just like, I'm sometimes just like, y'all know it's just Twitter, right? Like an app. Like, it's just an app. Because, like, people are trying to get, like, fan cam views. I'm like, but why? And it's not even, like...
I have a question about that.
It's not even, like, a video that they made themselves. It's, like, from, like, M Countdown, the first performance of, like, Jihyo of Fancy. Ooh. And I'm just like... 30 people have that one, but they're trying to make theirs have the most video. I'm like,
when you attach a fan cam, like, through the comments, does the video get views?
Yeah.
Oh my god, no wonder. It will be the most irrelevant article. It'll be like, Sully killed herself. And like, all the comments...
article?
No, literally, I mean, irrelevant to the fan cam.
Right. Because
I was scrolling through the comments when Sully killed herself.
Yeah.
I fucking swear to god, it was fan like, cams, yeah. Fan cam videos.
Look, oh my god, rip Sully, and then it'd be like, a TXT, no, that no, one number. No,
I fancy you.
Oh. whoever. Or it'd be like, that one I see of late all the time, which is like... All is getting on my nerves. You keep hating. That one from Lay. But like, you know, like with the recent like the whole like Iran situation, all the news posts and all the Trump tweets have fan cams already. Because he gets so many views.
Yeah, but they're all getting pressed at us. They're all like, this is all you BTS armies, y'all call yourselves armies, I bet.
I saw that. y'all are gonna be on the front line. Everybody's like,
human shields.
And everyone's just like, we're actually, what's it called? Adorable representative of our youth? Army.
Adorable representation MC of our youth.
MC of our youth, yeah, whatever. And everyone's like,
not that you would know.
We don't claim army.
Who's army?
I don't know.
Adorable representation is MC
of youth. So yeah, I wish people didn't take Twitter seriously. You can take it seriously. Just don't take the stuff you're doing seriously. Like, nobody cares about your Wonho fan cam from 2015 with 98k views. You know what I also hate? If you search for anything on Twitter, like, if I were to search, like, for instance, like, Momo, Heechul, dating, you would find, you know those fan cams that have a paragraph of just words in them? Just so you can stumble upon their fan cam? So it'd be like, Momo, Heechul, BDSM. Like,
the hashtags?
Yeah, no, not hashtag. Let me show you. So it'd be like, Momo, Heechul, BDSM, fan cam,
YouTube, 1704, SBS Gangjo
Icon,
stage.
Icon, SM Entertainment, YG, Treasure. Like, it'd be a whole paragraph chat just so you scroll across their fan cams. Those fucking bother me. Because I'm scrolling. I realize nobody's going to talk about the thing I want to talk about. And all there is in that thread, or not thread, whatever, is fan cams. And that really bothers
me. Well... Since you brought it up, I guess.
Momo and Heechul.
So cute. Oh my. Well, that's not what I was gonna say, but okay.
What were you gonna say?
Homeboy's like 45 and she's like 12. But okay.
She's like 9 years old. No. So Momo's 23, Heechul's 34, 36. 34, 36. One of those.
Sis really wants that bag, that's all I'll say.
One of those two numbers. But they've been like really like close to each other for like 2 years now.
Right.
And I don't know, they're really cute. And he's like, okay, no, okay. In all seriousness, if you were gonna go for any older man in this industry, it's Heechul, and it's
right,
only
it's
gonna
actually
be
not because
who else would it be?
Oh, I'm speaking.
I don't trust anybody else.
I don't trust Heechul either. I'm speaking from the people that I've heard and like the people that I've watched all like the TV stuff that he's been on, like how he talked about how he's just like nice to everybody, so that like the girls will let him get close to him. And stuff like that.
I don't remember that.
It's so sketchy. No, it's real.
I know that he
dead ass
like
said it.
A whole feminist. Like he chose
he
like
dead
a
ass said it. It's like low key kind of sketchy.
Heechul is the only man to trust in the industry.
Hey, I'm only saying the unpopular facts.
Heechul weird. I don't know. What should I say?
No, that's not even what you would find that under. Basically, the point that fans were concerned about was that like there was like comments that he makes where he was like, "That's the reason why I'm nice to everybody," so that like. women will let me get close to them. And that's why I love the gay rumors, because then, like, they think that I won't, like, hit on them. You know? That's why, like, fans were, like, a little, like, interesting. Here, I'll do it right now. A little ASMR for you guys.
You're ugly.
Hi, guys.
I literally can't find it.
Let's see. I mean...
You can't find it.
No, it's just that my internet's slow.
Right. Guys, by the way, the website's fully loaded, so...
There we go.
You chill. Here, hold on. Comments. Women. Oh. Super Junior Heechul responds to accusations of misogyny? Probably not this one.
I just queered us out of it. Oh my god. Oh, here we go.
Okay, we don't have to do this.
You know what? We have other topics. We'll come back to this.
Yeah, one. Because okay. Obviously, no, it was deleted from the face of the earth.
Right, totally.
Go back to the thing.
That's right.
No, go back to the...
It is a mess. Oh my god. New year, new us.
I support it. I honestly trust Heechul. Totally. I don't trust a lot of Korean men. I think a lot of them are weird. No offense.
What do you mean, Dean?
Besides Dean.
He's definitely Dean, actually. He's actually definitely weird.
I mean, like, we don't know Dean enough to say anything. But, oh my god. Great. You know how I sent you that video? I was like,
speaking of Dean, I haven't seen him in, like, 3 months.
I just sent you that Instagram, like, from a story. I was like.
No, you sent it to me, but he deleted it, so I can't see it.
He showed his face, bro. I haven't seen his face in so long.
Does he have a mustache?
Fuck it. No, he's completely shaved. I can't believe he deleted it. Literally, it
was, watch him have secretly joined the army and he, like, just got...
He did a little thing to the mirror. And it was just him. He was wearing just a t-shirt, like, plain. Like, nothing crazy that he usually wears. T-shirt and pants. Normal hair. Black hair. He was looking so good. He looks so good.
You sent it to me and it said, this is no longer available.
Damn.
And I was like, fuck.
No piercings or anything. He zooms in on, like, a piece of his, like, a... curled up hair piece, because it looked like cool. That. I don't know, it was like a hair that looked like this, you know? And that's what he's doing. But his face was like clear for like 10 seconds. And I was like, wow, he looks good.
New album 2020.
I literally haven't seen
actually, his face. First album in 2020.
Oh, yeah. No, an album in general. 2020.
Speaking EP? Of piercings, have you seen GOT7's JB's ugly ass new piercing? Oh
my god. I like it.
Why are you like?
I like it.
Did that not hurt?
It probably like, does. It's like thin skin right there. It's thin skin. But I think he has a good facial structure, and I think it works really well with that. If somebody like Bam Bam got in it, that would not have looked good.
No, I would not have been surprised if Bam Bam got it.
That's true.
Or Mark.
I think everybody was shocked when it was him.
At least it wasn't like Jin Young though, so.
Yeah, I think he looks really good in it.
Okay, well.
But it's gonna be interesting, like 2 days from now when they're gone, we're all gonna be like, wait, what?
And they were like, yep, it's real.
Have you seen Jungkook's arm tattoos?
I thought they were fake.
Me too. I'm like,
that's so embarrassing. I can't believe he got that.
No, we're about to agree on something. I feel like Big Hit was probably like, fine, you can get a tattoo. And Honda was like, okay.
That he was going to get like a rabbit or something.
Right. Before they changed their mind, let me go crazy. Oh my god.
Oh my god. I thought it was a joke.
And I feel like this is why you can tell that Big Hit probably like puts like constraints on them. If they were allowed to get tattoos whenever and ever, you know, you probably would have gotten one along the way. Honda has a bunch in one sitting, you know? And we're all just like, that's interesting.
He thought it was so cute. Like, hello, I'm going to get an army tattoo. Like, we didn't ask you that.
I know he got
when
that.
Did we say that?
He has it on his knuckles. I was like, didn't he say that his dad doesn't like tattoos? And that's why he never got in them.
He's rebelling.
Right. At the age of 21, he's rebelling.
I don't know. It's just like ripped to like broadcasting because they have to like bandage all of that up now. They've already started like covering it all up with band-aids.
And Chaeyoung got a couple tattoos, but hers are like subtle. I think it's like 3 or 4, and that's really cute. It's
interesting.
Like, I think it's like butterflies on like her upper arm.
It was butter.
a pack of butter.
A stick of butter.
But it's on what her I upper arm, eat so as it's a like knees high. Who else got tattoos? It's the season for tattoos.
They all have tattoos. Why are you lying?
Who else got in it? I don't know.
Hyunin Kai.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah.
Fuck, bitches get money.
I mean, Don. I mean, Don. He's been having tattoos since debut Pentagon. Like, he's always had tattoos.
What? No.
Yeah, he has.
I don't care. Who? Honestly, Mamamoo was like a flop, so.
Mamamoo? You think Mamamoo's a flop?
Speaking of flops, I guess,
We can talk about who just had a comeback? Okay, Momoland.
Guys,
this is so funny.
G-Friend Part 2.
G-Friend Part 2. Out of y'all... We don't even know which comeback it was.
Thumbs up. Oh.
No, I'm talking about G-Friend.
Me gustas tú.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was.
That was the old ass song.
Because they were outside in the pond.
It was definitely not that one, because I would have known. It was like
sis.
It has to be the song afterwards.
Oh my god, why you love arguing?
Because it wasn't Me Gustas Tú.
Oh my god.
It was not that old.
Okay, I mean, guys, not that enjoy weird. This little ASMR while I find the thingy.
So basically, I'll put the backdrop. G-Friend had a comeback, not recently.
What year?
Like 2 years ago. So we were still in high school. Ooh, little insider. So it was like us during high school, probably senior year. And G-Friend has a... G-Friend comeback 2018.
When they debuted.
G-Friend, the new K-pop. Oh, yeah, 2016. The new K-pop mess.
No.
So anyways, search G-Friend comeback 2018, because it was the year 2018.
It was not 2018.
2017. Comeback 2017.
It's definitely Me Gustas Tú.
Why are you doing Me Gustas Tú? Just search all comebacks in 2017. Ugly. Me Gustas Tú came out 2015. You tried it.
Okay.
So search G-Friend 2017 comebacks. That's all you have to search.
No, that's when they went dark.
Fingertip?
That was dark. Oh, let's just go to YouTube. What am I doing?
So anyways, it was really sus, because, like, one day...
Because maybe that's who they were, like, outside on the green grass.
I remember it was recommended to me, and I guess I sent the screenshot to him, and it was like, ooh, and it was just like...
It was this one!
Because it's too
easy. It just plummeted. It just stayed at... Hold on.
Are you done?
We're gonna get copyrighted! We're gonna get copyrighted!
Are you done? This is 2015. We were not 15 years old. We were in middle school.
Right here.
It wasn't this music video! Why are you so stuck on it? Okay, so try...
Wait, hold on. Oh my god, I love Rough.
Why are you... Maybe it was Rough.
No. Oh, it's right here. This one.
2017! Exactly! It was this one. That's crazy. Yeah, Love Whisper. So, G-Friend Love Whisper.
Hold on, let's see if we can find the comment.
But what's the view?
It's at 3 million.
This is the choreography version.
Oh. Okay, whatever.
So, what search Love Whisper.
What an ugly title. Ooh!
Oh, I remember this one. They're dancing
like
in the rain.
1 billion views.
40 million views, exactly. It's this one. Okay, so
BTS could never.
Oh. So basically,
ooh, like this cinematography though.
We're talking too much because this is just a subside. So anyway, G-Friend comes out with this song called "Love."
Dear Whisper. Bullies, thank you for coming here and giving us some views.
Okay, so anyways, G-Friend comes out
with... I used to hate G-Friend for plagiarizing SNSD's Into the New World. But now that I know them, I can't avoid these girls.
Okay, no, wait. This is a sub-tangent, so we gotta stop. Okay,
welcome to Big Hit Entertainment, G-Friend. Ooh, they didn't hear.
Okay, so basically... G-Friend drops Love Whisper, and I remember I woke up that morning, and I was just scrolling through my phone, and it got recommended to me, and I was like, I've never watched anything related to G-Friend. Why is their MV being recommended
really?
To me?
I always stand them.
I was like, why is their MV being recommended to me? And I remember, wait a second, 14 million views in 3 hours? 18 million views in like 3-4 hours? So I said the screenshot. I was like, suspicious or not? And I sent it to you, and you were like, oh.
Even Blackpink could never.
And at the end of the day, they were at like 25 million views or something like that. We were all like, whoa.
Basically, they got accused of by like, views. What do the Koreans call it? Sageji? Whatever.
Yeah,
they bought their own albums and views.
Basically, in bulk. Yeah, so that's why.
I was like, genius.
And so that relates to present day with Momoland. Momoland. Well, we were the one that saw it, so like, you talked
about was. Oh my god, it was hilarious, y'all, because y'all know that they're known for, like...
Being weird.
For, like, what, the song.
They never have... Yeah, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, and bam. And I guess they're popular, I guess, or whatever. But the fact that... That wasn't even either of them. That's called I'm So Hot.
That was their song. Anyways. Then it come back called I'm So Hot.
I know. Anyways. I'm so hot. I look at their new MV for Thumbs Up that was just released. 20 million views in like...
I think it was like... 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
You wait for it to drop. You refresh it. It's like, oh, 20 million already.
14 million. Knowing their track record,
you know how like Blackpink gotta be something. You know how like Blackpink got like 80 million views in like 2 hours.
Okay, that makes sense. Though.
I think Momoland like broke that record. I think they got 200 in 4 hours.
Oh, I just bit my leg.
That sucker. Okay.
Moving on.
So yeah, Momoland's sus right now. They never have a clean comeback.
Wait, what?
Like a non.
They've lost like 15 other members, so.
That's true. At this There's point. Only like one person in there.
Nancy.
It's a solo group.
The half white one, of course.
Is she half white?
Yeah.
No, you know that.
Nancy.
They give their idols foreign names all the time.
That yeah, is, but that's that her actual name.
Is Irene half white? We don't know.
Who knows? She's literally.
Is half Joy white. Half white? We don't know.
Ella, have you heard about that? That inside running joke about Yeri.
What about
being
her?
Her name's like. Her name, oh, Katie Kim. She's British.
I've never heard that, no.
It's an inside joke that she's in on it. She's like, hello, guys. My name's Katie Kim. I'm
you're,
British.
You're going to ruin the chord.
I know how my stuff works.
Right.
Calm down.
My name, I don't need to see it. We don't need to talk about it. I don't need to see it.
I want to make sure that I'm not going crazy.
You seem very confident about it, though. Katie Kim.
Keep going to the next topic, though.
What's the next topic? I don't have a segment. A segue.
Oh, speaking of segues, Taemin, honestly, he's having a new comeback soon. Yeah, he's announced in like January or February or something like that. Or March. Oh, I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah, you don't like talent and it shows. Anyways, I love Taemin. Twice fan. I love Taemin. I love Want. I love Move.
It's literally
the Great British KO.
reveals her English name and her nationality. She's British and her name is Katie Kim. Anyways,
I've always loved Taemin. I think Want is like such a beautiful song. I love the way he dances. I love like how like.
Wait, that's her real name? Yerim?
Yeri? You didn't know Yeri was her real name?
No, Yerim.
Oh, I don't know.
That's her real
name. Anyways, I love. Taemin. I think he's great. He's unproblematic. He's just living his life.
So
you need to stick on topic. We're talking about two separate things right now.
No, Relives are convinced that she's hiding her British nationality from us.
We're talking about two separate things. I'm talking about Taemin. You're talking about Yeri's British nationality. So you continue talking about
it. It's kind of bullying, though. God. I forgot about this part. They're basically bullying her because she can't speak English. So they're like, we know you're British. Just reveal it already.
But
the ironic
British.
Thing is that she can't speak English.
But when she does talk English, it's not like, what are they expecting?
Okay, moving on. Back to your Taemin thing.
I literally said it all. You were just reading.
Oh.
Taemin's iconic. No male soulless.
I need to break these hurt sometimes.
No male soulless is doing it like him. And that's on period. They hurt sometimes.
Jonghyun was.
Okay.
Speaking of, it was just a second year anniversary, guys. Go stream 5NE.
Stream. What's my favorite song by him?
You didn't even listen to him.
I actually did.
You cannot be one of those fake ass fans.
No!
Hallelujah!
No. Okay, so you know, like the day he died. So stop doing that. So like, you know, like the day he died. I literally was always advocating his songs to you guys in that group chat. You know the group chat, right? Shut the fuck up. Because you weren't even on that group chat that often. Anyways, I remember the day he died.
I never wanted to be asked. You added me to that group.
You know who was just like constantly listen to the song. Like the emotion he's portraying. I was like, I've been telling you about that song for years.
No, you haven't. You were like, oh my god, not him again. Stream twice.
I remember because at the time when he died, I didn't stand Shiny. I don't stand Shiny.
You're missing out.
And I remember he was
their Japanese discography.
I remember he was the only he was the only one I listened to out of all the members. He was the only one I listened to at the
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Taemin's boring.
Not Taemin.
I know.
Jonghyun.
That's the point. You just said that's the only one. That's the only Jonghyun's
yeah,
the only one.
I was never introduced Taemin to
Taemin. Taemin is
music.
Just I can't.
Okay, back
I'm
to
sorry.
Topic though. And I remember this is so sad. This is like reveals something about me. So like with the announcement dropped.
Copyright.
It's a scam likely. So like when the the thing dropped that that Jonghyun died, I didn't really like watch like Jonghyun videos. I only listened to his music, so I never really watched like Variety interviews or like him in interviews or like funny moments or stuff like that. I never really watched. I never really knew, like, if you were to tell me at that time before he died which one was Jonghyun, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I really would not be able to tell you. And also, like, all of his albums, like, don't show his face in them. And I'm really telling you, I only listened to his music. I never knew who he really was, you know?
Also, I just knew... none of the albums show his face.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, that one album shows him in the bathtub, but whatever. Anyway.
No.
Which one shows his face?
Every single album.
Not the recent one. No. Okay,
are you the Shine, the post-death one?
Not the recent
one. They all have his face on it. Okay, there's one with the blue cover. And that
so one... So you I'm downloading them right now. Let's go to the J's.
There's one with his back. That's one I know.
Yeah, him in the bathtub.
No. There's one... You don't even have all his albums. You fake fan!
I was listening to this album.
You are a fake fan.
I was listening to you this album on repeat.
You want
to
see mine? Look, just so that you know that I'm not downloading it.
This song, Let Me Out, that was the one that she...
No. Just so that you know that I'm not downloading... I put Jogni Hyun. Hold on, I put Jogni Hyun.
Is that Spotify?
Look. Oh, but I just switched back to Apple Music, that's why. Look, okay, that one, yes, his face wasn't in it. But, hold on. His face is in every single one of his albums. Look. No.
His arm. I don't listen to this album. Okay. I don't listen to this album.
Wait, what?
I listen to that one.
That one, fine. This one, his face is in it, too. And there's another mini album. Hold on. Every single one of his mini albums... Wait, I don't remember that one.
It dropped 2 days ago.
Every single one of them had... This was just a compilation album. But they all had his face on it. So anyway, how I know you're a fucking big fan.
No, okay, that doesn't, like... That doesn't mean anything because I really didn't know who his face was. Yeah, you're right. I wasn't listening to all his music. I was listening to this one album. Stop reading it. Copyright it. Pause it.
I don't care.
So anyways, you're right. I was listening to this one album on repeat, and it was like the time it came out. And I remember I would always like send y'all this song because all of these songs, I was like, they're so good. But I never knew who he was. I just knew he was a member of Shiny. That was it. So anyways, so like when he died, I had this horrible thought.
I gotta go too.
I had a horrible thought. I was just like, I hope it's not who. I hope it's not who the person I'm listening to is, you know? Because I didn't know who. I forgot his name was Jungkook. Because, guys, I was listening to one album on repeat. So I never had to search his songs, you know?
The album name is by Jonghyun. And it says who
killed himself. I'm not paying attention to that. But I'm really bad with names. So anyways, so they said, oh, Jonghyun of Shiny died. And my first thought was, I hope it's not him. I'm finally getting into his music. Please don't be. And then when I was like, fuck! When I saw it was him, and I was like, okay. And then that one girl, you know, was like, that song, Let Me. Yeah, she's like, guys, look at the lyrics. I can't believe, like, I'm so emotional. Like, his songs are so good. And then she bought all of his albums. And I was just like, right, okay.
I was pressed because I had always been telling them.
Me too! Just from that album, though. You're right.
No, I'm trying to think of, like, the person that...
You know who it is. Yes. The day it happened, she... Ooh, I hope she doesn't listen. She's gonna know it's her. Hi! The day he died, she found...
Like, oh my god, guys, I found a new artist!
She found, like, a lyric from the song Let Me Out, because I knew it was that from that song, and she was just like, guys, like, he was trying to reach out to us, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like... You know, so-and-so, I've been advocating that song to you for, like, months now because I told you it was such a bop, but, you know, it's interesting that it takes a death for you to finally listen to people's music. And I remember that week, she went on a road trip and she bought, like, she started standing Shiny that time. That was when she started standing Shiny.
Well, I was always there for them.
So. Plus, I don't think I'll ever stand Shiny's music. The only Shiny song I like is Replay. Bops. The only one I like is Replay. Replay. That is the only
That's
one
the
I
one
like.
That I don't like.
That's such a bop!
Taemin looks even uglier in that. Oh my god.
I don't
god.
Care about how they look. It's the song. The song of a bop.
It was Corbin Blue's song. They bought it from the High School Musical dude. The black dude. The token black one.
Right.
That was his song.
Yeah. But I stand solo, Shiny. Everything that they do individually, I like.
Their songs are so good.
Everything that they do individually, I like. I've never liked anything that they do.
The music!
No. I've never liked anything
Tell me what together. To do. It was our last song together. Tell me what to do. Anyways, speaking of Shiny, though.
Why don't we go on that tangent?
How did we start this segment?
I don't know.
Wait, oh, Taemin sucks. Okay, fine. Oh, thank God that's out of the way.
That's out of the way.
Let's see.
Nayeon has a stalker.
I mean,
okay, if
you guys stalker, have, admirer.
Shut the fuck up. So he's been like in Korea for a hot minute now.
Oh, he's German, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like stalking outside of JYP Entertainment, trying to get into the dorms, trying to get into the company, like in the company, not just the public part, inside the company, like auditions.
He's genius.
He auditions, gets sent, becomes a trainee. Hi.
I like to audition.
So then, like, the most recent thing that, like, really blew up was that she was, they were flying home from Japan, so they're going to Korea, and he bought the
basically
same plane.
Basically, she overreacted.
Shut the fuck up. He bought the same plane, and, you know, Twice is 9 members, plus their managers, all that, so they take up the entire first class. They take up the whole space. Like, there's not, it's an empty seat, like, one person. They take up the whole space. So anyway, the stylist and everybody, they take up
the
whole space.
No, they sit in the back. They sit in the back. Economy.
Basic economy.
Yeah.
So he bought the same ticket back, and then he broke the barrier. You know how there's like always a curtain separating the two? He broke the barrier.
I wouldn't call it a barrier, by the way.
He broke the barrier, and he approached her, and he was so close, I just like ripping her. And he had to be like, hi, and then the security guard was like, bah! And moved him out the way and brought him back. So she was very shaken up by that because, you know, she's homegirl, she's trying to sleep. So now that JYP is going to take legal actions against him.
Thank God.
It's about time.
Honestly, they got the bag because they have police protection now.
I don't know why JYP doesn't just fly private. But, you know, those airport pictures are important.
They're not doing that good in sales. They can't
shut
afford
the fuck up.
Let's be honest here.
Let's be honest.
If BTS doesn't fly private, they're not going to fly.
BTS does fly private.
I mean, they can definitely afford it.
BTS does fly private.
Duh. They made, just last year, they made like $155 million just in concerts.
But Twice is successful too. If they want to fly private, they can fly private.
Okay.
We got hoes over here flying private who don't even know who they are. Okay. But apparently they have enough money.
Okay.
We don't see, like Megan Thee Stallion on Delta Airlines. Like, everybody is flying private.
No.
We don't see,
they just usually reserve the first seats.
We don't see Lizzo at LAX about to hit American Airlines private. Everybody flies private. It's only like these, there's something
it's
weird
about
chaos.
It's easier when you're here because you're just flying between cities here and you can just get your own little small jet.
But they're flying from countries though.
That's exactly, it's not smart.
So I would say it's smarter for them to have their own private jet to be comfortable.
I didn't say it's not smart. I'm saying they're not doing it. They're still flying commercially.
And I'm saying it's not, I'm saying if they want to fly private, they have enough money to fly private.
Well, I wouldn't say that either. Okay.
Stray Kids, they can't fly private. GOT7 and Twice, they can fly private. Day 6, maybe once in a while. But besides that, I don't know about that, sis.
Oh my lord. We did not spend that much time talking about that.
The half the shit was even on the list.
And I mean, just the stalker part.
And then we start talking about their
income.
It was
like 1 minute.
And they start talking about their income. Anyways, Big Hit getting cocky. Big Hit getting cocky. You wrote that one, so what was that one about?
Oh. Okay. Well, it's just like, I just think it's funny how, like, Big Hit really be, like, thinking they're part of the big three now.
I agree.
We're supposed to disagree.
Well, I agree.
Well,
I agree because, okay, I don't, okay, Big Hit thinks that and ARMY think that too. And I'm like, just because you have one successful group, Big Hit, I mean, not Big Hit, BTS
they're
is very,
successful.
Very, very successful. They are a successful group. They are the top group. But that does not make Big Hit the top company. All Big Hit has is BTS and TXT. That's it.
No, but that's where I disagree. That's because they're such a big company now.
Who?
Big Hit, because they're raking all this money.
Right, but they're not.
That's what makes them big.
They're not at the threshold.
But I'm getting there. But I'm getting there.
Okay, okay.
First of all, they make more money than the big three. They make more money thanks to BTS.
Okay, but when I think of big three, I think of like Impact.
That's what I'm saying. I was getting to that. Damn.
Okay, go. Gosh.
Fans, even though Big Hit is more is bringing in more income than the big three, because YG is technically the fourth. It goes Big Hit, SM, YG, JYP, then YG.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's saying, I don't care. I'm still going to say the big three are the SM,
JYP,
YG,
yeah,
and JYP. Because that's how it's always been. And I'm like, okay, cool. Stay pressed. But the point was that, like, Big Hit, like, milking armies for all they're worth.
Yeah.
Every 5 seconds, there's, like, a DVD that comes out. There's,
perfume,
like,
shoes, cars.
Cars. literal cars that fans buy. I don't know where they're getting this money from. Why can't they pay my college tuition?
College tuition deals. Scholarships.
But they're doing all this knowing that ARMY is going to buy it all.
And then there's TXT. What did they got? I mean, they're rookies, but there's no I don't see them doing any modeling.
They're models. They're already...
I don't know why I'm saying that. I honestly haven't seen them do anything. Maybe they have.
Yeah, you don't even stand them. What are you talking about?
I could be like... I took that out of my ass.
I don't want to be just friend.
Anyways. So yeah. So like when I think of Big Three, I think of Impact. Like SM shaped the way K-pop is. They created K-pop. And then YG created a new... Created like the hip-hop scene for K-pop. JYP just created... Had legendary groups. And that's why they're in the Big Three.
And SM created K-pop, so...
If Big Hit was, like, let's just say, like, Cube Entertainment. And, like, Cube
Wagging.
If Big Hit was, like, let's just say Cube Entertainment. And Cube Entertainment had, like... I'm just saying. Listen. And I'm just, like, oh, and, like, all their groups were being super successful. Not at, like, BTS level. But let's just say, like, at TWICE's level. Like, they were being hella successful. And all their solo stuff was being super successful. They're also doing acting. Super successful. Then, and let's just say they're also, at the same time, surpassing, let's just say, JYP. Because since JYP artists weren't doing that good that year. Or the past 5 years. It takes time. Then you can, okay, the new Big Three is obviously... SMYG and Cube, you could say that. But because Big Hit doesn't have anything but BTS, and like BTS, all they have is music. Nobody's dropping solo music that's doing well. I mean, besides...
Did you just say that? Heard it here first, folks!
I bet, like...
That's it!
I bet, like, consistency. Like, we had Mono a few years ago, and then we had the collab.
You mean Mono?
Is it Mono or Mono? It's M-O-N-O. Would it be Mono?
Mono.
It's M-O-N-O.
Mono.
Mono. M-O-N-O. Mono.
In Korean, yes. In English.
Mono. Do you pronounce your O with the A?
Like mono sound. Or stereo sound.
The fuck are you talking about?
It's mono.
Anyways, so because like Mono came out, oh, and then like the J-Hope collab, stuff like that, Big Hit isn't letting BTS like show their individual color. Mind you, Jin went to fucking school for acting and graduated. Where's his acting gig? But you know, we had V do his acting little thing, and that was okay. But besides that, V did acting.
I wouldn't call it acting.
He did, well, you know, I know. He did stuff, and he hasn't done, he does anything, he hasn't done
it again. He did the one high heel dancing thing.
Yeah, and he didn't do anything again with that. Jimin and J-Hope are amazing dancers, but we don't see him doing anything dance with. This is a separate tangent. Have you noticed?
I can't do this right now.
This is making me really angry. Why? What's up with Big Hit boycotting all variety shows for BTS? But
that's what I'm trying to get into with Big Hit.
But make BTS go on every irrelevant radio show in America. Like,
because their goal from the beginning was always to like be international.
Okay, but first of all, Big Hit has to realize
they trained in the US too.
Big Hit has to realize that nobody fucking listens to the radio. Nobody listens to the radio besides people who are going to work and want to listen to the news for a little bit. Nobody listens to the radio. Nobody listens to the radio. If you tell people that BTS is going to be on the radio, then ARMYs are going to tune it, and then the second that they're off, they're going to shut that shit off.
Hold that vertical tangent for a second, because I was getting to Big Hit getting cocky with, like, they have all these agreements with all these companies, like,
when you told me with Dispatch
that they have a contract, like, they can't reveal any of their stuff with them.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, what are you hiding? Like, you know, just like, if you have nothing to hide, just, you know, let them reveal stuff. Like visiting an 86-year-old woman. What's the tea?
I don't know. And plus, BTS is a really funny group, and I loved it when they were on variety shows. There were always good episodes, and I'm like, after DNA, I would say confidently Fake Love. After Fake Love, they were never on a variety show ever again, and I'm like, what the fuck is that about?
Because they made their own.
They always had that show though, so.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, the production quality went all the way up because they could, like, spend more time and money with just doing their own.
But why,
That's though? What they always do. They just make their own stuff.
But why? Nobody's boycotting BTS from being Annoying Brothers. Nobody's boycotting BTS.
Because Big Hit is a genius. I keep telling you. They know that fans are going to, like, go to them.
Yeah, and,
like,
I know. But why can't they just do both? It just does not make sense. Why get, like...
Fine.
I just...
Hey, Jimin, can you answer something for me?
It just... And also, like... they're just so ugly. Like they need to let Jin act. They need to let BTS do their own shit for
once. Why do we keep thinking that Jin's like this best actor when like watch him like finally act and he's gonna be like this trash?
I just want to see him do it at least once because homeboy got a whole degree in it. Like, can we just at least see him do it? Like, who else? Like, Jisoo got into YG for acting and now she's a singer and not everybody wants to see her act.
Jisoo?
From Blackpink.
Oh, I was like, wait. Jisoo, I thought you said JYP at first, and I was like, huh?
Yeah, Jisoo. I understand. If the fact that
Jisoo is definitely, once Blackpink disbands, Jisoo's definitely gonna be the actress.
She's gonna be like, microphone whoop, don't know
her. She's gonna be like one of like the bigger ones too. She's like, she wouldn't ever acknowledge that she was part of a girl group.
I don't know how to sing.
What is that?
What's that?
And then after she leaves, she's finally gonna finally become fluent in English.
Right.
She's like, I was never in a group. I'm sorry.
I was never in a group. She says exactly like
she
that.
She changed her name to like an English name. She's like, I don't know what Jisoo.
Jennifer.
I don't know what Jisoo. I'm sorry.
Jane, because you know Jenny has a Jenny Ruby Jane. Jane. Oh my god. So yeah, just. I don't know. BTS is a really funny group. I want them to be on variety shows again instead of these irrelevant.
That's why I love the second gen.
No, like they're always on these racist like
Donnie and whatever is
whatever. It is. Yeah, like these TV shows in America, like all the time, and they're on like so many. It's like.
Like, I know, but, like...
Yeah, like, the radio shows, and, like... And the only people who are... They're not even gaining new fans. That's the weird part. Nobody... No person under 25 is watching with their morning coffee, watching Good Morning with Jane and Jack, whatever, in Houston, Texas, you know? But only fans of BTS are watching that, and after that's it. They're not gaining new fans. I just want to see them on variety shows again.
They don't need to gain new fans. They have all the fans in the world that they need right now.
But then why are they on those irrelevant TV shows in America, though?
Because don't you see the reactions? There's always new people. I've never heard of BTS. Oh my god, let's watch these.
Never see that.
First, like, non-K-pop fans reacting to BTS for the first time. Those are definitely not fake.
Those are fake.
Because you can see the shade. They're like, oh my god, they dance so good. Well. They look so good. Wow. Like, they're all fake, so I definitely know that they're definitely authentic. But,
anyways, Jin, especially, Jin is so fucking funny. I just want to see him become like a cast member on something.
That's the bad thing. I know that once he leaves BTS, he's going to be like a stand-up comedian that's not going to get like... No,
he could be so, he could be like
just they are set for life.
I don't care about the money.
They never have to work ever again.
BTS doesn't care about the money. I feel like if why are you lying? Big Hit cares about the money, not BTS. Big Hit cares about the money.
Why should it be the other way?
That'd be funny.
Because they'd be wearing all that Gucci and like
whatever. Anyways, with like, their you know mansions. How in 17 like what's the company called? Planet saw that Suk Kwon was being released successful in variety shows, so they started putting him in variety shows. Jin was sparking attention on variety shows for how funny he was, and what did Big Hit do? Put that to a halt. Like, just put him on some shit. At least one thing.
Big Hit never thinks one step ahead. He always thinks five steps ahead.
At the moment.
No, he always thinks five steps ahead. And there's a reason why. But we'll probably figure it out. He's gonna have like his own TV show probably or something.
That's what I don't like, though.
Why?
Why can't... whatever. I don't care. Because I don't want them to be playing a board game for the 90th time. Like,
but I don't care about them going to, like, these, like, lame variety shows because...
They're not lame.
That's why I love the second generation groups because it revolved around, like, actual good variety shows because they all changed now. They're all changed. Running Man is still good, I guess.
Running Man's good.
And, like...
2 Days, 1 Night is still funny.
That's new.
2 Days, 1 Night has been on for like 10, 15 years. Are you dumb?
What am I thinking about? 2 Days, 1 Night. I'm thinking about like the one where like you're not supposed to wake up like the sleeping...
Jungle?
Whatever. I don't know what it's called. Jungle Man? No.
No, Jungle Man. Running Jungle? Into the Jungle? Something like that.
It's like ASMR, don't wake up the sleeping mother.
Oh, that's new. I thought you were talking about that. The Astro was really funny on that. Did you see that clip of them? They had to like break an egg on top of their manager, but the manager was sleeping. Funny. The dude would be like, and then he would fall to the floor because I didn't. Oh my god, let me try to find it. That shit was the fun.
That's what I was saying. Like, I remember like watching like all these variety shows, like especially the one the Girls' Generation was in.
Yeah.
They took a building, an abandoned building, and made a haunted house out of it. And they recorded them going through it, right? Because it was supposed to be like an acting exercise. The whole variety show was about like. Like, how can you become better actresses and stuff? And it got worse as it went on, but well, let's be honest, whatever. But, like, the scary house part, like, Do you remember? Because Tiffany and Jessica got so mad, they started cussing at the crew in, like, English. They were like, I don't want to go on. Fuck this shit.
It's this episode. Wait, let me try to find the scene that she was doing that.
I think I low-key watched this.
Then you probably did. It was really funny. It's like 5 seconds. Where he at?
Well, while she's finding it. I just like, these new variety shows, they are nothing compared to what they used to be. Mm-hmm. And I miss it.
It's 11 months ago now. I feel like it was a lot recent. Hey, this person. Oh, was this it? Okay, so this is the episode. I need to find the actual scene that he does it.
Oh my god.
It's 15 minutes. Oh, there it is. Okay. One shot, one kill.
Oh.
Okay.
Is he actually sleeping?
He
jumped on the floor.
You were so cute.
He's doing it from like the top of the egg. It's never gonna crack.
I love it. That was it. That shit was so funny. Okay, yeah, but if like, I remember, like, Namjoon one day was, like, on Knowing Brothers by himself, like, on an episode, which was, like, pretty old. I think, like, during, like, the Fire era. And he was really funny, and it was, like, about, like,
smart. It was, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah. But it was before the fame. Ooh! Yeah, so I know, I just wished Big Hit would loosen the chains on BTS a little bit.
They don't. They're guarded like they're angels because they don't want them to fuck up.
Besides revolving content that you have to pay for, just at least Bon Voyage? Just one thing.
I have never bought a Bon Voyage.
Me either. That's not happening. They really tried it. It's not worth it. Plus, it's on like it's online for free. Plus, it's not even that fun anymore.
Pornhub.com.
That too. What's our next thing? Only 46 minutes, damn.
So ARMY's gotta chill.
Y'all gotta chill. Oh, there's a reason why I wrote that. So recently, Stray Kids and NCT Dream were doing cover dances for, I don't know if it was like the history of dance in K-pop or if it was just this year. But I remember they did like Love Shot and Boy With Love, and they did like other songs too. I don't know why it's slipping my mind. But they did other songs too.
Yikes.
And on Twitter, hoes were mad hating, like mad hating. Talk about, because I guess like, what was the award show, SBS? You don't know. I think it was SBS. And I guess BTS, I'm not gonna say BTS, I guess Big Hit and SBS have like beef going on. And so they weren't performing, but I don't know why people were mad that they weren't performing, because BTS were in New York City. So like, did they want them to be there for one day, then come to New York City the next day? But they're making it seem like SBS didn't invite them or something. I could be lying, by the way. I don't remember the exact story.
Right.
So anyways, everybody was like mad hating on like NCT Dream and Stray Kids for covering the dance. I was reading this thread. This one girl was just like, you can tell that like that boy groups have been ingrained to be tough, and they struggle with boy love because they have to be more fluid with their dancing, and that's something that they can't do.
Ooh.
It was like all this. Wait, oh my god.
Oh, that's okay. You're not stressed up. It's okay.
That is so funny. I drew the paragraph. It was through the paragraph.
A paragraph?
Twitter paragraph. Okay, let me just search. Okay, BTS. NCT. Fluid. I'm going to search fluid. I think, and then I should probably find the paragraph. Here it is.
Oh.
I didn't think SM would ever let their newer groups cover BTS. I stand corrected. That said, it suddenly occurred to me why boy love is hard for boy groups to cover. The choreography is much more fluid than typical K boy group choreos. And this one person was like, where is it? It was like, and so somebody's like, yeah, I don't want to be mean, but everyone always looks so stiff while performing it. And she said, the stiffness comes from certain ingrained ideas about how guys are supposed to dance in idol music versus how girl groups dance. The choreography flows with much more gender neutral freedom.
Wait, what the fuck?
they should have had the girl groups perform it. I bet it would have looked better. So basically, she's saying that all boy groups dance is just hardcore and BTS was the first group to be, you know?
What the fuck was that?
BTS was the first group to act like a little bitch on stage.
You heard it here, folks.
We heard it here. Breaking news. Yeah. So anyways, I thought that was really ugly because, like, you could tell that the... And I always find it funny when I see armies who only stand in BTS, which is not a problem. You can only stand one group. Who cares? But when they speak about other groups as if they know who they are and but put them in a general... That's the shit that makes me angry. Like, for instance, this chick probably only listens to BTS, but then again, she was just like, you could tell, oh, stiffness ingrained in other idol groups, how they're supposed to be tough. I was like, that just proves that you don't listen to boy groups, because, like, that's not true, you know? Like, makes me angry, because it's just like, just stay in your lane.
Speaking of staying in your lanes...
You know the controversy with the whole pink suits? Like, because the BTS wore pink suits with Boy With Love, they're like, bet, come 2020, all these boy groups aren't going to be wearing pink suits. Maybe because BTS did it. And everybody in the comments were like, but you know it was a thing before. And everybody's like, no, BTS made it popular, blah, blah, blah. And everybody's like, okay.
But the rose.
Because I'm just like, the rose? Yeah, because referencing EXO Love Me Right, I think that was a comeback. EXO wore pink suits, NCT 127, all their stages were in pink suits for a touch. NCT Dream, like, I don't know, like,
Dream,
yeah, they had the with Harvey that song, Don't Need Your Love,
that was after Boy With Love,
but it was filmed before Boy With Love, right? Because Harvey was in Korea at that time before Boy With Love came out.
Anyways.
You're ugly. Anyways, yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of Korea and, like, NCT Dream and, like, how they have Chinese members, you can take it away. Is you brought that up.
Only purebred Koreans know hybrids. I saw this comment on Twitter, and it was just like, and not to be... No, she didn't say it like that. She was just like, and I just love the way BTS sounds because it's an all-Korean group, you know? Like, I feel like they just have, like, a different, like, you know, feel to them versus other groups with all, like, different members from different eras. Like, a good all-Korean group is just so nice. And everybody in the comments like, bitch, that's racist. Imagine somebody saying, you know, an all-American group just sounds so nice. These K-pop groups trying to sing in English. Yeah, so that was really funny.
Well, you heard it here, folks. She said she does not want any
foreigners. I want purebred idols. None of that hybrid shit.
Ooh. Bye-bye, Nancy. Bye, Samuel Kim.
Is it Korea Boo that always says it? Korea Boo, they're... Even if they could drop an article today and be like, hybrid Vernon just announced. They always do shit like that.
Half white, half Korean.
They
Vernon.
They always bring up their race, like half white, half Korean Somi with her white dad recently. Like, everybody that comes is like, why?
With her Swiss dad that actually grew up in Korea.
Right.
Just revealed that.
I was just like, why is that necessary?
Well, that's what they're known for.
Speaking of Somi, rip to her. Sis is gonna leave YG soon.
And she just got there.
She just got there because she finally realized, wait, I'm not gonna have a comeback.
Because they promised me one comeback every 6 months.
Right, guys. It's like, we're not even writing any music.
Oh, we meant every 6 months, but every 14th moon.
Right. Like, guys, we're not even writing any music. Like, this like, takes no, at least you read that 5 wrong. Months.
It's every 6 years.
Right. And she's like, maybe.
Why do people complain? Like, that's the best thing ever. You don't gotta work.
You okay, just have okay, to go okay. No.
Oh, that's what God, you it's think. The best thing.
If you train to become a singer and you finally debut and they're not letting you sing, that's a problem.
Nah, bitch, I would be sitting comfortably getting that paycheck just being
because
like...
Because you want to be an idol, not a singer.
Yeah. They all want to be idols. They know what they're getting themselves into.
Jenny wants to be an idol, not
if
a singer.
If they wanted to be a singer, they wouldn't have gone to Korea or they wouldn't have gone to a big label.
They wouldn't... If you want to become a singer, don't go to YG. That's just a clown Ooh. Move right there.
But Treasure 13...
one left, so waiting for more to go. Then everybody wants everybody from that group to leave anyways. They're just like, please, they're like, please just go to another company. It's okay if you all won't be together, just go. We don't want to be mystery like Icon over here and Winner and blah blah blah.
Speaking of that, so rest in peace X1.
Yeah, they disbanded,
but IZONE is coming back soon.
Are they?
Yeah, they're in talks about reuniting again.
Reuniting? Like, when did they
not
leave?
Not reuniting. You know, it's a they're on a hiatus, so they're in the talks about like coming back and promoting again.
I know, but you know it's funny, their teaser is still up because when they're supposed to have that comeback, and they had that teaser up, and then that's when all the shenanigans happened, and it's so funny that teaser is still up, because I'm like, are they going to do that song again?
Everything's still in place, I'm just sure they're just thinking of a time to drop it.
That's funny. Because now, like...
It's okay, I never liked the X1 anyway.
And I've never even listened to debut song. I don't know who any of them are. I don't know why. I was always like kind of invested in all these produced shows, like a little bit, at least half in it. But then for some reason, X1 just that produced X101. I just never even bat an eye at it. Like I really did not care. It was so weird.
But for iZone, Lovey and Rose, and even with like the actual TV show, like Rumor, like yes. Rumor with a Bob. Oh my God.
Violetta. Wait, what? I know you don't claim Violetta. Nicoya. Oh, that's the best one. That's my favorite one. That's the best produced song. Nicoya. Okay. Did we do all the points? Nope. Oh, not even close. And Wendy got injured.
We'll just skim through it, I guess.
She fell off a platform.
A platform? She fell from like a third floor.
It was a platform. Why is Dionysus playing?
He was already playing the music by accident. Yeah, Sis fell off from like 13th story stage, fractured her cheekbone, fractured her pelvis, broke something bruises. Too. Ooh, bruising. Ooh, child. She has to eat like dog food for the next like 3 weeks.
I'm just saying, it's funny how it's the racist one that it has. Oh!
You want to talk about that? Does that mean Jiho's next? Oh, she got all quiet. Moving on.
Gio was ignorant.
I'm ignorant. Okay, sure.
But she didn't even like choose her outfit.
What?
The stylist chose it.
Sis, she knows what she's talking about.
No, they don't.
Yes, she did.
In Parasite, they reference American Indians. They don't know what they're talking about. Spoiler. Immediately know. Spoiler.
It's almost like she's never taken a history class. Like, don't lie to yourself.
A Korean history, maybe. Actually, no, she probably has it. She was a tradie at, like, 11 years old. She probably actually has it. The notes are right there.
I know. There you go.
Super M getting disrespected. Ugh,
I don't believe this, but whatever.
I forgot why we wrote that down.
Yay! Because they were, like...
Yeah, you don't know. Okay, so I'll talk. So basically, this is really old news. I don't know why we wrote it down. Because I guess we're
going to talk about... You wrote it down.
I guess we're going to talk about 2019 as a whole so we can talk about Super M. So when Super M was announced, I feel like people got their facts twisted and really thought that SM created this group to top BTS. When in reality, that really wasn't it at all. So basically, Capitol Records in America knows SM and knows that SM is pop because SM be attending all Lee Soo-man. How about this? Lee Soo-man attends all these meetings, so people know him around the block. So Capitol Records contacted SM saying, "Hey, you're a powerful group. I mean, powerful company. You have a history, and you have all of these groups. We want to create one super group for a K-pop group, and then we want to advertise it in America. You know." And, you know, Lee Soo-man always is chasing the bag. So he was just like, bet, sure, I don't care. So Capitol Records gave them money. They created the group. They chose the members. And then they went on with their day. But we have people who are really out here thinking that Lee Soo-man was in a boardroom with, like, their officials. Just like, how do we beat BTS? Ooh, you know? It was just like, okay, so who should we put in this group to talk BTS? 7 members. Okay, cool.
That's definitely what's happening.
If that's what Capitol Records wanted, then that's Capitol Records. SM would never have made this group if it wasn't for Capitol Records. Like, it was never even a thought for SM if it wasn't for Capitol Records. Capitol Records funded this whole group. Like,
And look how bad they flopped.
They didn't flop. They sold out Madison Square Garden, you dumb bitch.
So SM has already done that before. That's not a new thing.
It's just because this SM. Group is like 4 months old and they sold it out.
Doesn't matter. SM's more popular now. It doesn't matter. They would have always sold out anyways.
Yes, they're not.
FX would have sold that shit out. That's just saying something. Yes, they would have. Any SM group would have sold that shit out.
Not FX. You really
tripped. Yes, FX. You know, first of all, can we talk?
If FX, okay. If
I'll let her finish.
What's her name? If Emperor never left FX, and let's just say, like, last year they said to go on tour, you're telling me they would have sold that Madison Square Garden?
Let me listen first.
Okay.
Oh my god, you're so annoying.
We love a loyal fan.
FX never had a solo concert, right?
Okay.
They were in the SM town when they SM first took them to Madison Square Garden, which they sold out. We know that.
Yeah, we know that.
We know that. And Dimension 4 was their first... First of all, they got played. They didn't have their own concert for, like, 9 years.
Okay.
And they finally... They got their own concert, and they had a Korean one, and the Japanese one was the Sky Dome or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Every single seat was sold out. There is no...
In Korea?
Doubt, even in Korea. I don't know where these fans are with their views. They would... Any SM group would have sold out at Madison Square Garden. That's not even a surprise.
I know
Girls' Generation definitely would have sold them out.
No, definitely. EXO, I agree. Definitely yes. Would have sold it out.
FX especially, too.
Especially.
Yes. They're all SM. They would definitely have. Because all these groups are like, we're not going to let somebody that's going to Madison Square Garden flop.
I think FX would have sold out in their prime. But if we're talking about, like, right now, where, like, they haven't had a comeback in, like, 9 years. And if they would have had a comeback and then went on tour at Madison Square Garden, they would not have sold it out.
Right. Well, that's your opinion.
But I don't know why you think SM... I don't know why you think Super Arms...
That's my point. Any SM group would have sold it out. I don't know why you're surprised. Don't do that.
I'm not surprised. I'm just saying that you can't call them a flop if this is what they're doing. They didn't even sell out just Madison Square. They sold out almost all of their shows. I was there. It was fucking sold out.
Wait, what? When did Chicago. You go to Super M?
I saw Super M in Chicago. You didn't know?
No.
You're lying. You didn't know?
No.
Oh my god, let me show you.
Oh, I didn't ask for proof. Leave it. It's okay.
Didn't I talk about my horrible experience with the people I went with? I hated them so much.
Oh, yeah. You were so far away.
I was not far away. I was not far away.
That's wow, someone's not... getting defensive.
That's not far away.
So you were not worried about copyright now? Interesting.
I was thinking it, they were.
Yo, the minute that Wavy drops those tour dates, I am there.
I'm there. I'm there. All tour dates, all show dates, not even one. I just want you to make all of them. It's like on finals weekend, like Florida.
I don't care. I will fail. I don't care. I'm going to see Wavy.
Okay, I have to actually leave, so we gotta wrap this up. I gotta go.
We're not done yet.
I gotta go.
Next topic. All right,
we
guys.
We actually, like, literally talked about everything.
Yeah, we didn't.
We literally talked about everything.
Well... Yeah. Oh, we didn't talk about one thing. We'll save it for next
time.
What
was it?
Anyways, so this is where we'll stop here, guys.
So, yeah, vocals.
No.
No, okay, I'm going to go on a tangent. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
What? Yeah. So, we're going to stop it here, guys. It's been a fun ride.
Yeah.
See you guys next year.
And just remember, these are just opinions and they're not facts. So, if you got a bit offended, kill yourself.
Bye.
Bye.